Welcome to I Shouldn't Have Had Kids, a comedy parenting podcast hosted by two working moms of three kids who are somehow surviving life with boys.
You can download this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play Music. Be sure to rate, subscribe, and review. Share your thoughts about the show. The parental sanity you save may be your own, or possibly my mother's.
We have liftoff.
Hey, you can just call me.
Go ahead. What's his name?
I'm thinking.
Tesla starts with owner, an E, ends with a Elon
Musk. Oh. Did you know that
Rocket Man?
Is that what they're calling him?
Well, I don't know.
That's probably what he makes his lovers call him.
Probably. Hi.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Are you Bonnie?
I am the Bonnie to your Ellen.
That sounds great. Hey, guess what?
What?
This is the graduation edition of our parenting comedy podcast. I Shouldn't Have Had Kids.
Oh, we are podcasting for parental sanity, ours and yours, especially ours.
We want to kick things off with a big shout out to number one, the dog, who I can already hear, and our three boys, Tigger, Lola, and Shy Guy, for giving us permission to share their stories. You guys really are our favorite children in the world.
And you know what? Guys, when we say I shouldn't have had kids, that's more a reflection of our inability to respond in a parental way to some of the really amazing things that kids do.
Do you mean dumbass things that kids do?
That too. Yeah.
Okay. On this podcast, we say the things out loud that most parents keep to themselves and probably should.
Please, please, please. We say this every week, but we mean it every week. Remember that we're not experts at anything that might actually help you. And if that fact bugs you, we invite you to file your complaint under We Don't Give Two Hoots.
Hashtag. It's a special folder. On today's episode of I Shouldn't Have Had Kids, we are commemorating the high school seniors who are finishing out their senior year in a way that none of us could have ever imagined.
Oh, and you know what?
We
want to dedicate this episode to a special graduate. That's right. It's Lola's girlfriend who will call...
How about Karenji?
Oh, my God.
Her D&D character name.
Yes, and that gets us right into this week's shit list. And for
is that right? Is it Karenji?
Karenji.
And her nickname in the D&D world is Kieran? Is that right?
I don't know.
Okay, we're going to have to consult.
Thanks a lot, Kieran.
I can't remember, because I'm not going to lie, Karenji. It's a tricky one to say and remember.
Did you get my joke, though? Thanks a lot, Karen.
No.
Like, thanks, Karen.
Oh,
thank you very much.
It's a D&D Karen.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, poor Karens all over the world.
I know.
Anyway.
Okay. We promised you, in the first place, if you're joining us for the first time, great to have you. We're so happy to have
Thanks
you here.
Thanks for being here.
Yes, we're very glad. This is a parenting comedy podcast or a podcasting parent. No, wait. Whoops.
We're a podcast.
We're a comedy.
By parents. And we're funny.
Oh, my God.
No?
No. Okay, so we are parenting...
Okay, wait, take two.
Parenting comedy podcast.
Yeah.
We're a married couple. We have three boys. We give them nicknames on this show, and that's why we call them Lola, Tigger, and Shy Guy. We are podcasting from the Bombcast studio in our home.
Woo! So you are on a roll. That
I
is hot.
Bombcast. Yeah,
you
that's
got
right.
it.
And we get to continue doing this during the quarantine because we live in the same house. It makes it damn easy.
It was convenient.
You know what was
what
really interesting tonight? Mm. Lola walks into our office when we're prepping for the show and says, I need your advice or I want to ask you something.
I want to run something by you.
Yeah. And then he spells out a podcast that he wants to do. So we may be sharing this studio. We may have a conglomerate here.
We might become
several podcasts coming out of here.
Yeah. The Bombcast Studios, plural, with multiple properties.
We'll put him in the closet.
We'll put him in the closet.
That's right. All 6'8" of him.
You going to let him use your mic?
Only if he quarantines after coming back from school when he returns in the fall. Because guess what we just got?
We got the email that he's going back in August.
Yeah, they're doing something really interesting.
But we'll see.
Yeah. They're sending them back early. And then once they come home for Thanksgiving, they're home until the new year. So this is going to be something else. And I believe this is a way for the big schools that cost so much money to be able to charge full price.
Okay, Debbie Downer has joined us.
That's right. Here I am.
Let's wait
all right
till we know more.
The other thing you need...
The odds that it's actually going to happen?
I think it's going to happen.
I mean, do we have a vaccine?
Yeah, but I think they're going to do it.
Hashtag nothing's changed.
I know.
So...
Who'd you call Debbie Downer?
You.
Okay, just checking.
You and Lola.
If you want to, oh my God, have no idea where I was going with that.
Well, then let's talk about the shit list.
Okay. Oh, that's right. If you are a new listener, then you are probably scratching your head over the idea of a shit list. No, you're not on it. It's something that you,
you
may
want to be on it,
because
though.
It is the shit. This is the stuff we love. It used to be called Shit I Love, and now it's just the shit list.
The shit list.
And topping tonight's shit list is playing D&D with Shy Guy, Lola, and yes, now we'll call her Karinji.
If you sing it every time, I quit.
I am gonna Karinji
and goodbye.
That's her Foley effects. She's out the door. So bad.
Was it?
Yeah, keep your day job. Oh, are you riding out on a horse?
Yeah.
We told you last week that we had been talked into or kind of maneuvered into actually playing D&D, which is what our
I did it to us.
You did it was, to us.
Yeah,
that's right.
I threw down a challenge. With the prize being that we would play D&D, and the challenge was accepted and met, and now I am living out my worst nightmare.
As Rooster.
In fantasy land.
So we did actually play it last weekend, and...
wasn't so bad.
It was really kind of fun, yeah. But the best part of it, even if I hated it, I would have loved the experience, because we have Lola, who's... This is his dream come true, and he is surrounded by his girlfriend, Karinji, and his little brother, Shy Guy, and his two moms, who he has wanted to play with for so long, and he is... Master of his domain.
He's the dungeon master.
Dungeon master.
He's the DM.
Right. The DM, as they call them. And those of you who play, stop rolling your eyes. I know that we're dorks about this, okay? I'm very proud of being a dork about D&D.
People love this shit.
They do love this shit.
It's deep and wide and...
Anyway, I was a very
we're drowning in it.
A very surprising bard this week who did an amazing thing during a battle. And I took my rapier.
Worst
I keep calling it
word ever.
I keep calling it my rapier. I took my rapier.
Actually, we should just rename it. Because
I think
it absolutely upsets Karinji and I both so bad. She cringes.
Well, I did get it. Yeah,
not even a smile.
That's because it was my joke on Saturday.
Oh,
and you just absconded with it. So I will
now
use
it. Did you do it on the podcast?
No.
Okay, well, this is a new sphere. So anything that's happened outside of here.
Does not count.
It doesn't count. So you can bring in any joke. It's just who says it first.
I can steal your jokes?
Sure.
Oh, this is awesome. She's very funny. I'm going to do it.
My jokes are all just like right here.
Can I get back to my story? What is that on the tip of your tongue?
Yeah. Ew.
That was disgusting. Don't touch your face. Shit, they keep telling you that.
Your finger is literally in your eyeball.
While I'm saying that?
Yeah. Don't touch your face.
Can I finish my story?
As I scratch my retina.
My story?
Yeah, sure.
My story. Okay.
I know.
So
you took your rapier.
I was a surprising bard. I took my rapier.
Oh, God.
We're just going to call it
You took
names.
Your weapon.
I took my weapon, and I used it to stab somebody, a guy in the eye, and then I took his eyeball on my rapier, whatever it's called.
With my tongs.
And
my barred tongs.
Popped it into my mouth, and I tried to eat it. And so, boy, was the DM surprised about that.
Yeah, he's like, why don't you roll a something check, like a disgusting check? I don't even know. These dice are insane.
I got some great kudos from the DM for eating the eyeball.
Yeah, you got like chutzpah points or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Extra.
Not to be confused with chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
There's chutzpah. And chutzpah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Malcolm.
Malcolm Gladwell will tell you all about it.
We have. I think.
No, I think we just like...
Revisionist History Podcast.
We did tell them about that, yeah.
If you need another podcast besides ours...
Please listen to that. It's so good.
Really good.
Yeah, yeah. So that was that made my shit list this week. What made yours?
Our new patio table.
Yes.
So here's the deal. We've lived here for 7 years.
This is so dumb.
We have a delightful patio right outside the kitchen dining room.
Yeah.
With dumb-ass chairs on it and a barbecue. And
that just, don't match.
Just a shit show.
Yeah.
We've never had a meal out there in 7 years. And the sun is on it starting at like 5. It's the perfect place. Our neighbors eat outside all the time.
We didn't know that until this week. She's like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. The patio furniture is so incredibly expensive. It's not even funny. So
and what we wanted, I've always wanted teak.
Yeah, we want something that's mid-century modern. And that's just like, so we can either buy a little used car or a patio set.
That's
like, it's, oh my God, it's so expensive. So
do you know why we wanted mid-century modern?
Oh, if you tell.
Because we live in a mid-century modern house. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, so we thought, well, let's just bite the bullet or at least start shopping in earnest for it. And I just randomly jumped on Craigslist Saturday morning.
In the middle of a pandemic.
Patio table and got a hit for this super cool used patio set. 4 chairs, table with a teak wood top, teak armrests on the chairs, little hole in the middle for the patio umbrella, which is like...
Which we already had.
My, like, bottom line criteria. I'm easy to please.
You don't want much.
Anyway, I'm just going to tell you, $150, but we had to drive down to Seattle, but the woman who we bought it from is almost her own bullet on the shit list. Because she comes out of her house in her mask... Ready to go. She's like, I think she's a professional, like, Craigslist lady.
Flipper.
She was just full of energy and told us how to clean up the teak in detail that we didn't need because we both actually had to pee really bad.
So bad I could not even hear what she was saying to me.
And that's not the easiest. Like, Starbucks is not an option anymore. And that's our go-to. Anyway, we brought it home, cleaned it up, and now we had our first meal out there Sunday night.
When it was pretty?
Was
it?
Yeah, Sunday night. And it was just...
It was so much fun.
It was like having new furniture in the house.
You know what my favorite part was, though?
What?
When yesterday morning, I got up and it was sunny and beautiful and I had a 9:30 meeting and I went out there and I took the meeting with the, you know, yard behind me and the water behind me.
The umbrella was up.
Oh, my God. It was so great. And I had sunglasses on and people were like, why are you so chill on a Monday? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I think you got cold, but I sat out there then for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I went too early.
Did some meetings out there. And I'm, especially that first night at dinner, I'm sitting there and I'm like, why did
have
it take us
seven years?
I'm sure there was other stuff on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was delightful. A great experience with that woman during a pandemic. Easy to get down. The price was right. Every time I look at it, it's the little things, right? Every time I look at it, I'm like, oh.
Oh, and I've got to tell you, this is what I loved the most about it. Even though I had to go pee so badly, and she would not stop talking. She was so over the top enthusiastic. And I actually wanted to stay and talk to her forever, but I didn't want to use her bathroom. I could have peed in the yard, but I
decided
not to do
that. I would have loved a tour of her house.
Oh, that was mid-century modern house. Yeah. That was gorgeous. Anyway, the thing is, she walked out the door, and Ellen has an aunt. Her name is Melissa, and everyone calls her beautiful Aunt Melissa, but we've shortened it, so now it's Bam. So we call her Bam. It was literally like Bam walked out of the house. And I fell in love immediately because we love Bam. And so this woman starts talking and I'm like, oh, I think I can make it through this conversation. I ask her a couple of questions and then it becomes very clear to me very quickly that I can't make it through the conversation.
Yeah, we gotta go. We're like, thank you so, so, so much. Then she texted.
And goodbye. Yes.
She texted a follow-up. She's like, did I give you the screws for the legs on the table? And I go, yeah. And then she wrote just, you know, what a lovely couple you are. All the best of wishes to you and, you know, enjoy the table. And I loved meeting you and so delightful. And I was just like, all of that to you back.
My favorite part, though, was when she said, how old are your kids? And we said our oldest is 22. And she stopped dead and said, there's no way you have somebody that old.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love you forever.
Well,
Seattle, Bam.
We had our masks on.
Well, that's true.
So if we'd pulled them off, she would have been like, ah!
Never mind.
Yeah, that's...
So that was our pandemic purchase of the week.
Yeah, that's so that's my number one.
Yeah, that was great. That
you
was
know,
great.
In a dark time.
Mine is kind of related to that because it involves the patio. We've decided that we have to see human beings.
Oh, and so, I think we have the same next one.
Okay, so we this week had some friends over and Bob and Betsy schooled us in how to really do drinks on the patio,
oh
quarantine
God.
Style. I
Seriously.
Mean, schooled us.
So I said to them, do you mind if I...
No, go for it.
...weigh in on this for a minute?
Yeah.
So first of all, we've had several gatherings in the front yard with folks. Spontaneous,
yep.
planned, whatever. And the front yard is awesome, but it's awesome during the day.
Yeah.
Once you get to about 5, 6 o'clock, you kind of want to move into the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
But the patio is tighter, and so we hadn't... Thought about it.
Yep.
But then we had Shy Guy clean the patio and we took a whole bunch of gross furniture off of there and moved the barbecue. And this is the night before we bought the furniture.
Right. Yeah.
So we're standing out there with all that stuff gone. And we realized, shit.
This is perfect.
So we put chairs out.
We're slow. We're a slow steady.
Yeah, we already had plans for folks to come over, but we said, you know, let's put this on the back patio. So we got it all set up. Then we got the bright idea that we could actually set out some glasses. Wine.
Yes.
Clorox wipes, hand
yes.
sanitizer,
yes.
so that we could host.
Right. Because it's weird to have people.
Yeah.
It's so weird to have people over and you can't, like, you're like,
no, you
bring your own everything.
Yeah. Luckily they were cool with our chairs because
yes.
some people have even said, like, no, I got my own chair.
Yeah.
So, which is fine. Whatever.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
they come over. So I text and I say, hey, we have this option. And Betsy's like, no, we're fine. We'll bring our own stuff. And I was like, ew. Well, all right.
I wish that.
But now I know
stuff.
Why.
That's right.
So I'm going to hand it back to you for what Bob had in his bag.
So they sit down. Bob has his bag and they sit down and he reaches down and he pulls out a bottle of scotch.
Yeah. Or bourbon or something.
Yeah. And then he pulls out a bottle of
San Pellegrino.
Yeah. San Pellegrino, two glasses. And then he pulls out a huge Ziploc bag of ice cubes.
Yeah.
And they sit there and
makes drinks for them.
He's bartending on the patio.
Yeah. And I'm drinking rosé. And I'm enjoying it a lot, but I'm looking at what he's making
and thinking, damn.
And we're like, oh my God. And he like kind of snorts and he's like, this is not our first
rodeo
COVID get together.
That's right.
I'm like, oh, all right. Well, we have to up our game.
That's right.
We've got friends coming over Friday night. And I think we need to go into full bartend mode.
I think it doesn't matter. You can't, it's not interesting if you do it at your own house because you have the whole damn house to do that in, right? But if you show up to somebody's house and you like pull out a bar and you start mixing cocktails, I love that. I was so impressed.
I was super impressed.
Yeah. Anyway, that was really fun. Super fun.
Yeah, that was my second thing too, was friends over on the back patio.
Yes. And Ms. Batmobile came over.
Our neighbor.
And she has a brand new baby.
Hang out with her on the back patio
every night.
Other night.
I know.
Or across the, if we're eating on the back patio and they're eating on their back patio,
yes.
we could just get like a tin can on a string and we could be like,
Kim, what's for dinner?
Oh my God.
Oh, those guys are so great. Anyway, it was real fun to have her over. And even Michael, who was on call, popped over for a minute drinking water in a wine glass.
Yeah.
I would hate to be on call as a doctor.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's hope it was water.
I love those guys.
All right. We're going to talk about graduation in just a minute. But before we do...
Okay, before we do, I have one more thing.
Oh, you do on your shit list?
Well, it's not really on my shit list, but it's something that I keep thinking about that absolutely cracked me up.
It was.
So in, you know, dark times, I think humor is especially important.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if these happen like in waves or if this has happened to anybody else, but I got one of those texts that was a Bitcoin scam that said, I know what you're up to.
Mm-hmm.
I know all your friends. I know your browsing history and your like porn fetish is particularly interesting. And I have tapped into your, like it literally said all this. It said, I've tapped into your camera and I recorded a great video of you masturbating the other day. Yeah, it said that.
Did you leave the camera on during that?
No, but that... No, listen. So it came from this... And then it said, like, you need to send this much Bitcoin bullshit, whatever, to this number. So I put that number in my browser and everyone that day, like, at the same time...
Yeah, yeah.
...had received the exact same message. But I'm thinking to myself... because I read it and immediately I was like, the last time that porn was on my computer was probably researching for this show.
Yes.
When it was like our second or third episode.
You shouldn't have done it because now look what happened.
Well, no, no. But here's my point. The whole I tapped into your camera and I videotaped you in this whole masturbating thing. No one's fucking home alone. Nobody
is masturbating.
Is home alone to have time to pull that shit off. I saw that and I laughed so hard because that is such a tone deaf scam.
Yeah, yeah.
Think of something that people are doing surrounded by their children.
It's not that.
Oh my God. Seriously. That was like a week ago and I am still laughing every time I think of that.
Oh Lord, I love that. I just love it. But I do, when I get one of those messages, my heart does stop for a minute and I literally have to think, did I see porn recently?
It was so full of stuff that's nobody would have that combination of things.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Oh, this, yeah. I saw this browsing thing. I know this about something else and this about something else. It's like those things don't ever exist together.
You know what?
Ever.
Though? I do get one from somebody that's about, it's kind of the same porn thing. And they have one of my passwords that I used for a long time. And so I just don't ever respond to it because I've changed.
Oh, yeah. Delete. Don't do anything with it. That's how they get you. As soon as you respond with like, and say, even the ones that say like,
say stop.
Yeah. If you get a random one that's like, hey,
hey,
like, check out this weather app.
Yeah.
Hit stop, you know, or whatever.
Don't
reply. Do anything.
No.
Because then they are in and that's not good.
All right. That's not good.
No. Anyway.
I just wanted to very briefly talk about, without getting too down, but mm-hmm. we have to acknowledge that the world is on fire.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally on fire.
Yep.
So we just want to say, oh, I'm speaking for you. What else is new?
we are one.
I just want to say that our country is being cleaved in half by somebody who's will quite possibly go down as the worst president in the history of the United States of America. And as two parents of a boy who is mixed.
Biracial.
Yep, he's biracial. And he is half black and half white and probably wonders where he fits into all of this. But this is Shy Guy who never says a darn thing. He doesn't tell us how he feels about anything. He is just, you know, he keeps his lips zipped for sure. And I asked him how he was feeling this week, and he told me bad, which is like stunning. And I said, "Does this make you nervous?" And he said, "Yeah." And it's really heartbreaking to know that there are people out there who, through the fate of the color of their skin, are not safe. They do not feel safe, and they have not been heard, and they have been saying, "Please, please stop. I can't breathe," for a very long time.
Yeah.
And it's really
for
quite
about
heartbreaking.
400 years.
Make no mistake, that was a public lynching. What happened to Floyd?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a good thing they arrested the one cop. We'll see what they do with the other three cops. By the time you hear this, there'll probably be more events. But right now we're at the end of the first week of the protests and they're not slowing down. And we've got, you know, we've got people who are trying to paint with a really wide brush and saying that because there are some looters and some rioters, that all of these protests can then be thrown out the window, throwing out the baby with the bathwater. And that's not true. There are actually very few looters and rioters comparatively. And a lot of those incidences were instigated by white supremacists, which is great. Thank God they can track things online, right?
Those white supremacists are so awesome.
They are so special.
Oh, my God. Love them.
Anyway, our hearts and our love go out to everyone who is dealing with this. We are in a relatively small city, so it's not at knocking at our front door.
No, but there's definitely been some.
There's been some stuff.
There's been some protests here and there's been some pushback.
Yeah.
From some.
Yeah.
Big pickup trucks with the American flag on it, which now is kind of dirty.
Driven by men with very small penises.
They have something wrong with them.
Yeah. Anyway, had to acknowledge it. We are here to entertain you in the midst of all of this crap. And who knew? You know, we started this just to have fun, but who knew that we would like encounter a pandemic and then on top of that, have this cleaving of the nation.
Yeah, the pandemic and then this boiling over point. Yeah. It's like people have, I don't know. We'll see. If this is another thing where white people are going to just thoughts and prayers and, well, I don't agree with the looting. It's okay. Time for you to actually start Googling how you can make a difference and stop crying about it. I am not interested.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Don't ask black people what you should do because you need to figure it out. And here's how you can do that. We've got ideas for you. There are three books that we think you should read. Between the World and Me, which is eye-opening. Mm-hmm. White Fragility, which will be very difficult for you to read, especially if you're white and especially if you're fragile. Well, and the third one is, I have not read it yet. It was just recommended by a coworker. It was written by a friend of hers in Seattle. So You Want to Talk About Race. Those are the three books.
Yeah, I think the new Jim Crow.
Oh, you know, I'm in the middle of that.
If we're
going
to toss one out.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, do the right thing. Go ahead and take action.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to speak up. You know, people, when I was in treatment, people would always say, oh, I don't know what to say to people who get diagnosed with cancer. I just don't know what to say. And I would always tell them the same thing. The worst thing you can say is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge what's going on. Anyway, that's it. We're moving on to funny business.
Okay, but let's just take a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you cannot find connection and humor and love and laughter in the midst of all this crap, then we will literally lose our minds, which I did on Tuesday this week.
Today's Tuesday. It was yesterday Monday.
Wow. It's been a really long two-day week. This week has been 14 years long.
You tried hard earlier for it to be Wednesday, but...
All right. We have an antidote. We'll leave you with one last thing. We have an antidote for depression.
For the blues.
That you're going to encounter in the next month as we work through this as a nation. And it is, it's a clip of Steve Carell. And he is starring in, what is that called?
Like Space Force?
Space Force, I think.
Yeah, it's a new comedy somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. He's a four-star mineral. He's a
four-star. God, I love four-star minerals.
He's a four-star general. And it is a clip of him trying to calm himself down. He's freaking out and he's in his office and he is looking out the window and he starts singing Kokomo. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I've played it, I don't know, 14 times today in lieu of watching the news.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's so funny.
You know, that's a really good point. I was talking to a coworker recently, and one of the things that he said he was doing to cope with what's going on and to remain as hopeful as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in that more hopeful headspace that he's moved to action.
Yeah,
instead of a dark coming in on himself. And he said that while he acknowledges that watching the news and staying engaged is critical.
Yep.
How often.
Yeah.
He was clicking refresh on the news sources that he trusts, and visiting those sites was super counterproductive.
Mm-hmm.
It went over the tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
So I followed some of that advice today because it's been hard not to, like, I want to know what's going on. It's very important to our family and to have these conversations with the kids and try to stay educated on it and to also know, as in my job function, how to respond as a brand to what's going on, like all of it. But I had to pump the brakes today.
Yeah.
Because yesterday was hard to stay in my body.
Ugh. Yesterday was
rough.
It was the day of the Rose Garden speech when they attacked peaceful protesters in the United States of America. Those motherfuckers. There, I got that out of my system. Sorry, excuse the swears.
Well, it was a completely staged.
It was staged
operation. I mean, there's so much to unpack, and this isn't the podcast for it.
Nope.
But I think,
although we could really unpack it.
I think that. It is time to exercise your white privilege. So go get educated, listen, read, talk.
And vote. Vote, for the love of God. Oh, okay.
What?
One last thing.
Oh, my God.
Lola said, hey, guys, do you want to adopt a state with me?
Yeah.
For the election.
Okay.
And we're going to.
Great.
So we are going to be a part of
tree. A pet?
In somebody else's state. In one of the swing states. And
oh,
we are
cool.
Going to get Democrats out to vote and to vote that orange pumpkin piece of shit out of office. I'm sorry. I'm so upset. We should move on.
Well, we have the power to edit this down as much as we want. I basically told everyone to fuck off about 5 minutes ago, so you might want to go revisit that neat little anecdote.
Oh, you know what? That's the other thing for those of you who are new to the podcast.
Yeah, if you're still here at 30 minutes in.
We swear.
All the time.
Okay, let's talk about graduation.
Oh, let's do it.
God, what a year. What a year. We've got the pandemic. We've got
what a year.
We've got the race division. And now we've got these sweet, sweet 17 and 18-year-olds who have spent so much time and energy to finally go across the finish line. And it is breaking my heart to watch all the signs go up around the neighborhood that say, you know, so-and-so graduate and so-and-so graduate, you know, all these people. And that's going to be like the extent of their woohoo. Yeah. You know, I mean, you can have a drive-by, and I'm sure the coolest thing that we saw so far was a young graduate here in our town whose father, what was the connection with the aircraft?
That was for her birthday.
Oh, too bad. It would have made a really good graduation story.
Yeah, do you want to clap that out?
No.
Oh, my God.
Darn.
You're so cute.
Oh, I tried.
That was an 18th birthday, like, six-plane flyover by a local lawyer in town who apparently can afford to do shit like that. I was like, what is happening?
I was pretty impressed.
It's like during a pandemic and there's this low-flying aircraft.
And then
it's in the newspaper. I'm like, well, aren't you bougie?
La-di-da.
Yeah, happy 18th birthday. Okay. Have fun at home.
But I will tell you, it has been particularly, I mean, it really breaks my heart that Karinji, as you know, as Lola's girlfriend, to see her, you know, getting ready to graduate and to know how much work went into applying to colleges and, you know, just everything that you have to do. And these are kids that you have been with, some of them, since you were, you know, 5 years old.
Yeah.
And you're saying goodbye to them. That's a very big deal. They don't get to say goodbye to each other either. And that kind of slays
me. Now, wait
a
minute. You just said these are kids you've been with since you were 5 years old. And you don't get to say goodbye to them. You're talking about the students, right? Not the parents.
Yes, I'm talking about the students. I was unclear. Let me try that again. Some of these students have known each other since they were 5 years old.
Just cracked me up.
And they don't even get to say goodbye. You know, they don't get to sign annuals. They don't get to do all that dumbass stuff that is just the ritual of graduating from high school. So we thought we would create a tribute episode for them, full of stories that we have found online that are funny that have happened.
We've curated some content to celebrate you, grad.
That's right.
Yeah.
And especially those graduates that we know. We're so proud of you. But we just thought it would be fun to talk about funny graduation stories because there is some funny stuff that happens. As a matter of fact, something happened to us last year when Lola was graduating. There was a guy who walked up on stage.
I wrote this down, too.
Did you
steal my notes?
I didn't.
Hmm.
You tell the story then. I didn't write it down. I just remembered it while I was talking.
No, you go for it.
No, I want you to tell it.
Oh, it doesn't make any difference. Okay.
Tell the fucking story.
Well, they're all in robes, right? And you just kind of assume they're wearing shorts or pants under there.
You assume.
So up walks a kid named Miles, and he's shaking everybody's hand. And all of a sudden, he starts hiking up his gown, and you see that he's wearing some khaki cargo shorts, and then the gown is up around his waist, and yep, those are cargo shorts. This is weird. What's he doing? And he turns to shake the superintendent's hand. There is no butt or backside to these khaki cargo shorts. So the entire gym, friends, family,
countrymen,
distinguished guests, see this kid's white ass. And then now he's making his way down the line, shaking everybody's hand with his butt out. And no one really noticed.
No.
And then he flipped down the gown and went on his merry way. And there was definitely a shocked.
Everybody just sat there
silence.
With their jaws hanging down. And then it was kind of funny. But I mean, he didn't get caught. They didn't even know.
Well, eventually, I think they did.
It was really funny.
It was awesome.
It took me. The reason why I wanted you to tell it is because I missed the first half of it. I just all of a sudden I just noticed. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, he was on the soccer team I coached.
That Miles?
Miles, yeah. So when I was like, oh, it's Miles. Oh, it's Miles's ass. Great.
That's awesome. Way to go, Miles.
Congratulations. And then I thought of his parents. He must be Real proud. What happened after soccer?
All right. I've got a story. I took these stories from a couple of different places. One is Mashable. God, you know, Mashable, I thought was actually going to be a good publisher when they first came out.
Not so much.
They're like a little like BuzzFeed. 23 important things that you need to know. 17 places you should go.
Well, 14. I got some of mine from BuzzFeed.
And I also got a few things from Reddit. I actually have stories of funny
Reddit.
I love Reddit. Although there's some nasty shit on there.
It goes dark.
It does. I don't know what that's about, talking like that.
You're going to get a Bitcoin thing if you read the...
the Reddit.
The dirty shit on Reddit.
Okay, so I got it from Reddit and from Mashable. But okay, this first story...
Give me one.
...is called...
Are these long stories?
No.
Because mine are short.
Mine are short.
Okay.
To speech their own. All right, so this Reddit user, KCB92, said, senior class ahead of me had a crazy party two nights before graduation, and the girl, who was number two in her class, giving the speech at the ceremony, attended. She had already gotten her speech approved by the principal, but at the last minute changed the ceremony speech to a speech all about this party.
Oh, no.
I believe the first line was something resembling like, resembling, like many of you, I woke up in a barn Thursday morning with no idea where I was. she lost her scholarship and disappointed a lot of teachers and parents. She also posted the entire speech on Facebook, and I sure hope she thinks it was worth it to lose a scholarship. If the boys lost a scholarship over something like that, I then would have to beat them.
You heard it here. Oh, my God.
Oh.
So mine are like real quick.
Okay.
All right. Listen to this. My best friend and I both got food poisoning the day before our high school graduation from eating some sketchy pasta. So we spent the entire ceremony using maxi pads as diapers.
Oh,
2 years later, we're able to finally laugh about it. But it was the most stressful day of my life to date.
That's so gross.
Now, this is BuzzFeed, but I think that these are real people because they've attributed them to handles that I can take a look at these people's social. So I think that these are real, but that's disgusting.
That is really gross.
Another one, real short. I accidentally puked on the football field during my valedictorian speech.
Oh, no.
That's someone named Hannah.
Are you sure? You know, I wonder if she started her speech, like many of you, I woke up in a barn Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. All right. This one's called Guns and Lawn Chairs. So because our graduating class was so large, we had to have our ceremony at an actual football stadium nearby. The stands were so packed with people that families had to bring lawn chairs and set up camp in the surrounding grass to watch. The ceremony was rowdy. The vibe was like a sporting event. Think confetti cannons, air horns, screaming. Doesn't that sound god-awful?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I want from a graduation.
That sounds terrible.
Halfway through the valedictorian speech, about unity and togetherness, of course, there was a massive commotion in the stands. During this speech about unity and togetherness, two families from rival gangs had children commencing, and one of them pulled a gun on the other. The police were called, someone was tackled, and as confetti rained from the sky, 1,500 polyester-capped grads were a specter to at least three people being taken away in handcuffs. Wah, wah. That was from Maddie.
Oh, Maddie.
Thanks, Maddie, for sharing that. Wow, that's terrible. You know, they always say you can't throw your caps up. You can't put anything on your caps. You can't. Oh, my God.
What?
I was just remembering Tigger's graduation. You know what he wanted to do during graduation?
Wear that pizza hat?
He wanted to wear a pizza hat.
Yeah. God, he pisses me off sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a mortarboard.
Yeah,
it's pizza on the top.
Yeah, it's the kind of plushy material from an animal you win at the fair.
Yes.
And he walked home from school in it one day and he's like, "This is what I'm going to wear." And we're like, "The fuck you are."
Oh,
you
thank
try
God he told us
that.
He was so sure that we were going to have no problem with it.
Yeah.
Hello.
No.
Knock on wood.
I'm sorry. I don't want my children to stand out in any way.
I do, but not that way.
Okay, here's one.
Okay.
This is another high school graduation. This is from Lexi. During my graduation... oh, sorry, I was reading... Okay, this is from Lexi. During my graduation, I received my diploma and stepped off the stage. I tripped on the metal stairs, caught my shoe in between two steps, cut my leg.
Oh, God.
There was an audible ooh from the crowd when I fell, and I had to limp back to my seat with my bleeding leg and shoe in my hand.
That is oh, so Lexi. Funny.
Thanks, Lexi.
Okay.
This is bake it until you make it. This is very...
Did you say bake it?
Until you make it.
Oh.
Before each introduction, This girl just starts like right in the middle of this story. It's so bizarre. Before each introduction, Ms. Barnard provided a cute biography as each student made their walk. I was a huge kiss ass. All year, to manipulate my teacher into liking me, I would bring baked goods my mom bought from a local bakery for us once a week to my teacher and tell her that my mom baked them from scratch, especially for her.
Oh, no.
My mom had no idea about any of this, and she certainly can't make shit from scratch. My teacher began a lovely story about a student who brought her fresh, baked, from scratch treats weekly to brighten her week. Our morning chats over my mom's caramel coffee cake were the highlight of her week. After she said a few other things, she called me to the stage. My mom and my sister were in such disbelief of my fabricated dessert scheme that they were laughing and had to be escorted out of the Holiday Inn banquet room. We both told my teacher after the fact. She didn't find it as funny as my mom did. That's Danielle. Thanks, Danielle.
Oh, my God.
No.
All right. This is real quick. I delivered the graduation address, and at the end of my speech, I said, "Congratulations, class of 2013." Only it was 2016.
Why did she get a diploma?
I did that once, sort of. So when I was in elementary school, I think the occasion was your birthday. You could do the morning announcements on your birthday if you wanted to. And or something like that. And I was doing the morning announcements and I said, "This is Ellen from so-and-so's second grade class." But I was in sixth grade. I totally fucked it up.
Whoops.
And I was like, and I just kept going. And afterwards, the principal's like, no one's going to notice. And I'm like, yeah, they will.
Did anyone say anything
to you? It was like my
you?
Moment to shine. I can't remember. I probably went home crying. I was such a fucking snowflake.
You are pretty sensitive. Oh, sensitive.
Yeah.
But I kind of like that about you.
Oh, well, thanks.
All right. This is fascist grandma to the defense.
Okay.
At my graduation, I was the elected senior class speaker. I gave my speech on mercy and guilt. And then it was time for the getting of diplomas. Now, there was a guy in my class who was an avowed fascist of the Italian school. His thesis was on this topic.
Sweet.
When his name got called, there was a boo from the back of the room. It was very, very tense. Then there was another speaker. As this speaker was coming to the podium, this utter rando girl runs on stage and snatches the mic. She lays into the entire assembled crowd for booing the fascist because it was an absolutely disgusting example of bullying. I'm like, what? Anyway, things continue. It was painfully tense. I was just praying for it all to end. As the music started for us to process out, there was one last event. The fascist's grandma rushed the stage.
What is happening?
She started yelling, "Shame on you. I'm disgusted in this school and this ceremony. Shame." She wouldn't leave. As people came to get her off the stage, she flipped everyone the bird. The music kind of resumed and we all jogged anxiously out of there. Can you see this granny? Oh, poor grandma.
Wow.
Okay.
What a ceremony. I'd love to see that.
Do you remember anything about your high school graduation?
It was down the road at a college. Big Catholic school. I don't know why. I guess our gym couldn't handle it. We practiced in our gym, so I'm not sure, come to think of it, why everyone had to go there.
It could have been fine. Probably so they could give more tickets out.
I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't remember.
But tickets were like a hot commodity and nothing has changed in 25 years.
I know.
It's still, oh my God. You get a half a ticket. So rip grandma in half and decide if you're taking the top or the bottom. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so that's one thing you're not missing this year, graduates and graduates' parents. I mean, you don't have to deal with that because that is really tricky.
But but you know what? Let's get a little more picky about who we bring. Because when I see these families with like all these little fucking toddlers and shit and too many family members.
She's shaking her finger at me.
Yeah.
Get off my yard. It needs to be lawn.
Elite. An elite group.
Are you done?
Yes.
But my other point is I don't remember anything from my graduation.
Like being wild, like any sort of like prank or whatever.
I don't even really remember the graduation. I remember waiting outside to go into the graduation. So you're missing family dynamics, you know, that you might not be want to be, yeah. Especially for those kids who come from divorced families, I think. And you are missing, you know, a very forgettable event. So it's okay. Mm. You guys will have something. It's a college graduation.
Well, it's forgettable. Like,
or it's your first job.
I don't think it's forgettable. Like, I remember it completely.
You do?
Yeah.
The whole ceremony and everything?
Yeah, I remember the two speakers.
Oh, I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I just don't remember if there was anything that happened that was, like, raucous or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, okay, I want to I include this story in here because it's a great example of why you shouldn't have kids.
Okay. Great.
This one says, I wanted to decorate a cute grad cap like any gal would. I had been trying to get Cheeto's attention online for a few weeks prior to graduation, i.e. one provocative spring break pic. Oh, this is a college grad. But my attempts had fallen short.
Did you say Cheetos?
Cheetos.
Was that like someone's handle? What?
No.
Oh, she literally wanted... she wants the company.
Yes. She has a thing for Cheetos. She wants their attention. She probably wants to be a goddamn influencer for Cheetos.
Oh, Cheetos are so gross.
I do love orange food, though.
I know. You and Doritos. I'm going to get you a Doritos t-shirt.
Don't buy any more Doritos. Don't buy me a Doritos t-shirt.
I'm going to get you Doritos, some like coasters, or we're going to go.
It's an addiction. I need an intervention. I have orange fingers.
No,
my fingernails are orange.
Your keyboard is
orange.
Is orange.
And my ass is huge. This is really bad. Okay.
Oh, it's nacho pandemic.
Oh, God. I had been trying to get Cheetos' attention.
Okay. Well, now that I understand, you're literally talking about the snack food.
Yes. I'm online for a few weeks prior to graduation. For example, one provocative spring break pic.
Ew. Gross.
I know.
Ew, David.
I just hate this woman. But my attempts had fallen short. My grad cap seemed like the perfect little stage. That was so disgusting. I can't believe it.
My grad cap. You just totally recovered like a boss from that. I just hacked up a lung and you're like.
No.
Anyway.
I hate it when you say that.
What? Hacked up a lung?
Yeah. All right. Again, I digress. My grad cap seemed like the perfect little stage to showcase my appreciation. I brainstormed long and hard to come up with the perfect design or quote, my final vision. A Cheeto mosaic covering the entirety of the grad cap.
Oh, God.
However, a college career's worth of procrastination kicked in, and I found myself hastily hot gluing Cheetos onto my cap way too close to the deadline. I attended commencement with a graduation cap less than half covered in Cheetos, and most of them fell off in the heat. After my failed mosaic, she is such a dumbass.
What? Where'd she go to school? Let's not encourage Shy Guy to go there.
No. After my failed mosaic, I still had half a bag of Cheetos left, which I kept in the billowing sleeves of my graduation robe as a snack. I walked across the stage and shook hands with our university president. As I approached the graduation photographer waiting just off the stage, I reached in and pulled out my Cheeto bag. I gripped it even more proudly than the slip of paper standing in for my diploma that day. That is why you should not have kids, because
right.
They might turn out like that.
Oh, my God.
That poor girl. I hope she gets her shit together. All right. Sorry. Sorry. I'm very judgmental about that Cheeto-loving ding-dong.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to get either your master's degree cap or Tigger's cap or Lola's cap.
And hold Doritos.
And glue, hot glue Doritos in a triangle up and triangle down pattern across the top. And then I'm just going to wear it to our office one day, sit down across from you and see if you can not come over and gnaw on it.
No, I'll just lick all the stuff. Lick all the stuff off of it. That's my favorite thing to do.
Oh, my God.
Why? Okay, this is just disgusting.
Why are you licking my mortarboard? All right, here's one. My best friend and I drove away from graduation in my 1986 Volvo, only to have it break down on the side of the road a mile later. So we had to stand beside the smoking engine as all 500 people we just graduated with crept by in bumper-to-bumper traffic, staring at us.
Oh, no. That's really a drag.
Yeah, here's another one. Both of my divorced parents came to cheer me on at graduation, but after the ceremony, each thought the other one was going to drive me to my graduation dinner and left. So I stood there alone waiting for someone in my family to realize they'd forgotten the person they were celebrating. When someone finally came and picked me up and brought me to the dinner, it was well underway.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's a Home Alone sort of thing.
Okay, I got one more.
Okay.
I was chosen to give the benediction in front of several thousand people at graduation, but at the last minute, I decided I hated my voice. That just kills me. So I tried what I thought was a nice, softer, gentler tone on the microphone. To this day, all of my friends refer to my delivery as my porno voice.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of, what's her face from Theranos?
Oh, God.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Fuck.
I'm going to read this like Elizabeth Holmes would, okay?
Is this baritone? Okay, do it.
On a Facebook Live session Saturday.
That's pretty good. Now promise a whole bunch of shit that doesn't actually exist.
That's right.
And get $9 billion.
Okay, this is called... $9
billion. I know.
This is called Surprise Graduate. On a Facebook Live session Saturday... This just happened this week. I actually think it happened...
5 minutes ago.
No, it happened on Saturday. On May 30th, on a Facebook Live session Saturday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves started reading the names of graduates from Florence High School, his alma mater, when he came.
Is this the guy who gave the really racist speech?
No.
Okay.
When he came to one, his staff now assumed someone had submitted as a prank.
Oh, she's crying, everybody.
Hairy ass crack.
He read that out loud, Harry Ascrack.
Yes. The 45-year-old Republican governor read it, paused briefly, and kept going. When a video clip of the moment started circulating with Reeves serving as the butt of the joke, he took it in stride. He tweeted, "Harry Submitter has a bright future as a Simpsons writer." And then he added that he would be back online reading more graduates' names, maybe even Ben, the pride of the Dover family.
Oh, that's good.
Really? Harry ass crack. You know, as I was going down this rabbit hole of looking for graduation stories, I did stumble across a few pranks that I thought I might share with you, too, okay. If you don't mind. But are you done?
Well, I was just looking over the next couple to see if they're worthy. I like this one.
Yeah.
This is a good one to end these on. I didn't know graduation was a big deal, so I went alone wearing casual clothes, only to discover that everyone else had dressed up and brought their family. Maybe that's like a first generation high school graduate. Yes. Oh, that's really sad.
Oh, it is sad. There was a funny one that we both read tonight as we were getting ready, which was a girl or a guy, I don't know. Who woke up from taking a nap on the day that they were going to graduate, only to find that they had like 3,000 Snapchats, basically, where are you? They slept through their graduation.
Oh, no. Oh,
yes.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Okay.
Okay, what do you have?
These are a few pranks that people... Did your seniors do pranks? School seniors?
Shit. Yeah, there was... I think so. The rumor was... They bolted the door. They chained the doors closed from the outside.
Oh, my gosh.
They threw fish, dead, like salmon, into the hallways and then chained the doors.
Oh, God. That's gross.
Locking people in. Something like that.
That's dangerous, actually, if you went running at the door.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
high school. Trapped with fish.
Terrifying. But I can't remember if that was actually what happened what they said they were going to do.
Yeah.
Or some dumbasses did like on the weekend when no one was actually there.
Yeah.
And, you know what
and
I mean?
And then called it good. Yeah.
But I know there were some things that like the senior skip day.
Yeah.
People skipped.
Yeah.
I don't think I skipped because I wasn't really tuned in. I think I was just there.
Wondering, where is everybody?
Kinda. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll go hang with the juniors.
I don't know. Might post that question. That's a really good one, actually, because I feel like there must have been something.
I
did read one about a couple schools where the senior prank was bringing a ton of live crickets. Oh. And letting them loose in the school.
Awesome.
Yes. I read one. I didn't write it down that I thought was really clever. They had hundreds of business cards made that just said class of 19. I think it was 1985. Mm-hmm. And they hid them all over the school. And they are still being found, like, occasionally, every once in a while, somebody will still find one.
I love it.
Okay. I will say that the overarching theme of the pranks that go on, that were written about, especially on Reddit, they all involved, I was going to say penises, but actually they referred to them as dicks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like somebody took gasoline and did a big outline of a penis and in the grass and it yes. died overnight. So everybody arrived. All the parents arrived.
There's a big peenie in the grass.
Yes.
Don't get your peenie on the grass.
All right. But this one is along those same lines because okay. a lot of them are about, you know, body parts and stuff.
Sure.
I superimposed my school's PE teacher's face over a dog taking a shit.
Oh.
Sent it to the entire staff. And nobody found out I did it. Our principal banned the senior prank and said that if anyone was caught participating in it, they'd get their graduation diploma suspended. Apparently, he was really mad. But honestly, I don't care that he was. He was a bit of a passive jerk anyway. So I still have the picture. Actually, it was LOL, but I thought I'd just go ahead and laugh out loud. All right. Every student. Oh, I saw this one over and over again with marbles or bouncy balls. Every student handed the principal a bouncy ball when they received their diploma. Oh, he had no idea yeah. what the hell to do with them.
Yep. I've heard of that.
That's funny. Yeah. I like that one. This was the cleverest, though. If you're looking for a prank to do, if you're a junior this year and you can't wait to get back to that school and you wanted to have the best prank ever, release pigs with the numbers 1, 2, and 4. Written on them, mm-hmm. and then watch them as they desperately search for number 3.
Oh, that's good.
That is really good.
I immediately thought, where's 3?
This is out of a book. I've never heard of John Green. I'm sure he's some great author out there. Sorry, John. Wrote about his famous prank in one of his books, Looking for Alaska, where they basically hired a guy to come in and do a sex talk to the students. The principal and all the teachers all thought the guy was doing the talk and had been brought in and was a professional to talk about sex ed. Anyway, the whole school is called into assembly, and John had planned one for his female friend, one of his female friends, to start screaming at the talker, "Take off your clothes, you're so hot!" and that type of stuff. Cue the lights, the music, and the dude takes off all his clothes and starts stripping right there in nothing but a G-string. He was a stripper. Ew. John had paid him $400 to do it in front of the entire school.
Wow.
One last one.
That is rough.
I went to a military boarding school, says this guy. One of my buddies stole one of the howitzer shells and detonated it on the 50-yard line of the football field at 2 a.m., everyone woke up to find that most of the football field was now a crater. He almost got expelled. He was otherwise an A student, a member of the honor guard, etc. They let him stay since classes were already over, and he was accepted to MIT. However, he didn't get to participate in graduation. He was also stripped of his rank. He blew up the football field. I'm telling you what. Yeah, that is.
That's probably even more than you bargained for.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, there are some fine graduation traditions out there.
There are, including student commencement speakers. So let me leave you with this.
Okay.
This is from the student commencement speech at Wellesley College in 1969.
Mm.
As my mother used to say, you know, I'll always love you, but there are times when I certainly won't like you. Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh.
And yeah, I feel the same way. I'll always love my kids.
Yes. But I won't always like them.
That's right. That's right.
Oh my gosh. You know.
Happy graduation.
Yeah.
Class of 2020.
We are so sorry.
This does not diminish your accomplishment. And in fact, that you could take it across the finish line
yeah.
with online classes and
yep.
not give up
yep.
is remarkable. And that says a lot about you.
Yeah. You're going to go out there and you're going to face a world that's really different, really changed, and probably kind of hard. And that's okay.
Yeah. You can reshape it.
You have what it takes.
Yep.
You're still young enough. You can go out there and make a difference. So get out of here.
Yeah. It's almost a blank slate in a way. You know, there's like all this opportunity.
Yeah.
Because nothing is the same.
Yep.
So let's just get out there and get our hands in it and craft this thing to be
well,
incredible.
In fact, everything does have to be reimagined.
Mold, shape,
Yes. You've got plenty of experience with that on the receiving end. You've been molded and shaped by all these teachers, all these parental directives. You're about to go out there on your own, whatever that looks like. And we couldn't be more proud of each and every one of you, especially you, Karinji.
Yeah.
Happy graduation. We'll see you next week.